As we mentioned earlier, we have been suffering from a spate of disasters related to our fuel consumption. There is, of course, the nuclear reactor in Japan. There was, of course, the Gulf oil spill. And you may remember the coal mine disaster last year in West Virginia. It killed 29 people. We have a new report out. An investigation says there's a bad guy here, and it's the owner of the mine, Massey Energy. They found the mine owner completely responsible, and the report says Massey Energy built a culture in which wrongdoing became acceptable. The former Federal Mine Safety Chief, Davit McAteer, led the investigation and joins us now. Good morning, Davit.
Good morning, Celeste.
And also with us, Jessica Lilly, reporter for West Virginia Public Radio. Jessica, you covered the disaster since it happened last year. Maybe you can remind us what exactly happened during this disaster.
Well, when it first happened, the 29 men that were in there were killed by the blast. And, of course, we're finding out as these investigations come out exactly what happened. And it seems that there was, and Davit can tell you more about that as far as the methane and the coal dust and related to how it happened. But it basically rocks the community and claimed 29 coal miners.
All right. So, Davit, your report is pretty unequivocal. I mean, you point the finger at Massey Energy and say not only were there lapses in security, but there was intentional wrongdoing.
The failure to protect the miners, it rests squarely with Massey, because there is known steps to take to provide protection in a coal mine, and we've known that for decades. And they neglected those and did not follow those and did not instruct their people to do that. And, yes, they did not take steps to protect them. And if that's wrongdoing, then, yes, it is wrongdoing.
Was there also a lack of good inspection? Was the regulatory agencies also somehow culpable?
Yes, the regulatory agencies have the authority to make certain that these mines are in compliance, and they failed to use that authority both on a federal level at the Mine Safety and Health Administration as well as the state level.
We're talking with Davit McAteer, a lead investigator on a West Virginia report called Upper Big Branch, the April 5th, 2010 explosion. He's a former federal mine safety chief. Davit, you know, one of our colleagues at National Public Radio, Howard Berkus, has done extraordinary investigative work on trying to get to the bottom of this. Is some of his criticism of Massey Energy vindicated in this report, or does it really pull back from some of the charges that have been reported on NPR?
No, I think our findings vindicate the suggestions and conclusions that Howard has found over the weeks and months since the disaster. Obviously, we're in a posture of trying to complete a thorough report, and we have taken a hard look at all of the evidence, and the suggestions that he's made vis-a-vis the company and vis-a-vis its negligence are very much vindicated by the report that we've done.
Jessica Lilly, reporter for West Virginia Public Radio. What is the reaction from the people around who are both victims and who worked at the mine? Is there a push now to establish liability and seek further compensation?
Well, the families of the victims that I spoke with yesterday did say that one of them said he lost his brother, and if his brother could have been there yesterday to hear the report, he would tell them to, and I'm quoting, take them all away. And then he continued to say that means that his brother would want them to basically take it, if it means taking them into the court case or, you know, whatever it meant, to just take them all the way and maybe get a little bit of money. And he did mention that money can't get anything back, but not to give up. And that's what these families say they're not going to do. They're not going to give up.
Well, Jessica, we have had other mine disasters in the past. We have had other reports that have come out and said that there's been a lapse both in the inspection side and on the part of the ownership of different mines. What makes this one different, do you think, for these people?
Well, I do think there's a renewed sense of hope for these people. Growing up in southern West Virginia in the coal fields myself, I've heard people talk my entire life about having this sense of helplessness. And basically, in Davit's latest report, it says a lot of the things that I've heard people saying, you know, throughout the communities my entire life. And to actually have it in Davit's report, like I said, gives them a renewed sense of hope that maybe they won't have to deal with these conditions as they've dealt with for so long.
Well, David, that's Jessica Lilly, a reporter for West Virginia Public Radio, who's reported on the Massey Energy coal mine disaster from last year in West Virginia since it happened. Also with us, David McAteer, who led the investigation into what went on, a former federal mine and safety chief. So, David, you are actually going to Washington now. You have to bring this report to Congress. What do you expect will happen? Is this going to just get filed away in some filing cabinet, or do you think there's actually going to be some change?
Well, we certainly hope not. We certainly hope that we're going to meet with the congressional staff next week and with the representative from the from West Virginia. And we certainly hope that there's a renewed interest in trying to get passage of some legislation that improves mine safety and health. And that's our effort. And we expect to do this very same thing in the state legislature in West Virginia. But it's an uphill fight. Don't get me wrong. The country's attention has shifted away from this mine disaster. And we're trying to get very concrete improvements. And we set out a number of those improvements in our as our recommendations. One thing to do is particularly is to get the connection in what we say from the bathhouse at the mine to the boardroom. Right now, the persons in the boardroom are not responsible. They have the authority over the mine, but they don't have responsibility, and we want that changed.
That is David McAteer, former federal mine safety chief, led the investigation into what went wrong during that coal mine disaster in Western Virginia, and Jessica Lilly, reporter for West Virginia Public Radio.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.